This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 27th. Well, wheat markets yesterday started out a little bit weaker, but managed to reverse up on some chatter around the marketplace that Ukraine was actually going to close down this new humanitarian corridor that they've been using for a couple months now, and that has allowed up to 51 vessels to move in and out of the waters there. There was some chatter that Russian mines have been placed in those waters and that that's why they were shutting things down. But since then, this morning, President Zelensky has stated that they will continue to use those waters. So we'll see what's going on here. But obviously, that would be a pretty bullish development. If ships were to hit mines, that's obviously going to shut things down. You know, insurance companies aren't going to insure the cargoes. Ship owners aren't going to send their vessels into those waters. So it would effectively close down any water exports out of Ukraine, which is still the primary way that they get grain to market. And it would have to send more over land, which just takes far more time and is much more expensive. Not that we needed another reminder that there is still a major war going on in the Black Sea region, but this does bring us bring our attention back to that things could change very quickly out of there. But so far, there have not been any changes, and there's just chatter that there are Russian mines in those waters. Looking at weather, we see that Brazil had been expecting to get some rain this week in those dry areas of central and northern Brazil. The models have taken that out a bit. There's still some in the forecast, but not as much. And we're still looking at hot and dry conditions that have prevailed there and slowing down the soybean seedings. So I think that's going to probably add some support to the soy complex in the short term. Argentina is in a much, much better situation. They've been getting good rains over the key ag areas, and it looks like more are coming. So they are quickly moving away from this drought status and just in time for corn and soybean planting. Wheat, it's too late for the most part for the wheat crop there. They're already in harvest mode. So, you know, maybe it'll bump up yield somewhat, but it's hard to imagine that it would bump it up to any notable degree. In Australia, they did get some late rains in the southeast part of the country that did bump up their yield. So their production estimates have risen a couple million tons over the last week or so. So they're in a little bit better position, but really both countries had a difficult growing season for wheat, and neither one of them are going to be coming in with great production. Of course, Australia had a record crop last year. They're going to be well below that. And Argentina has had three droughts in a row, and this was continuing on with that pattern. So we don't look for a lot of harvest pressure to be coming out of the Southern Hemisphere or a lot of export pressure as we work our way through the winter. Yesterday, U.S. export sales report showed that wheat was 380,000 tons. That was about 31% below the four-week running average, so definitely getting a dip in the export numbers. Mexico was the big buyer. They took a total of 130,000 tons of wheat, a mix of soft red and hard red winter. China took a total of 65,000 tons of wheat, a mix of hard red winter wheat and hard red spring wheat. In corn, we sold 1.4 million tons. That was right at the high end of the range of estimates. Mexico was the big buyer of 778,000. Soybeans also sold 1.4 million tons, just below the high end of the range of estimates. China took almost all of it, 1.2 million tons. Mexico took about 200,000. So that was pretty much all your sales right there. So marketing year to date for wheat, we're sitting at 11.1 million tons of total sales. That's pretty close to last year. We're just down 800,000 tons, which is a drop of 6%. We're 58% sold of USDA's projections, and that's about 3 points behind the average. In corn, we've sold 17.5 million tons. That's up 3.5 million over a year ago, so that's a bump of 24%. But we're still running behind the pace needed to meet USDA's projections. We're 34% sold. Normally, we're 41% sold by this time of year. In soybeans, we're really lagging there. We've sold 22.3 million tons. That's down 9.2 from a year ago. That's a drop of 29%. We're at 47% sold of USDA's projections. Normally, we're 56%. So soybeans really struggling here, and that could change if the weather situation in Brazil stays the way it is, but that's we still got a couple months to get through the critical part of the growing season for Brazilian soybeans and Argentine for that matter. So there's plenty of time for Mother Nature to come around there, but we are running way behind in our own exports, largely because of competition from Brazil. So moving forward, it looks like wheat is stabilizing here after the reversal up yesterday. We're down a couple cents on the night session, but in fairly quiet trade. Soybeans are up 14, so, you know, reacting to the slight change in the weather forecast. And corn is up 2, so kind of a mixed trade coming out of the night session. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.